Now it's clear that there's a lot of other deleterious materials that are included in the defective concrete blocks, and we urgently need that IS465 updated because, it is causing lots of problems for homeowners, and I would say lots of problems for the housing agency as well when they're making determinations on applicants, because the science that we need and the parameters we need and the exact figures that we need around the levels of deleterious materials, the levels mica, the levels of pyrite, pyrazite, all those, that needs to be updated. Some of the remediation option coming to people at the minute and people that are on to me just don't make sense. There's a house here in Malin where it's a two-story house, Bison's Labs, and it's been given an option three, which is demolish of the two outside blocks down to downpour level, leaving the blocks from downcourse to foundation, so leaving the rising walls. Those rising walls are from the same supplier as the house blocks that have been bought from. So, those types of options to me, after what we've been through here, just don't stack up.